It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Governor Snyder this week announced his plan for overhauling Detroit public schools. It includes splitting the district and leaving the debt with the old DPS, while a new district would move forward with school operations and education. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, tell us a little more about how this plan would work.
Governor Snyder announced more of the details this week. We first started hearing about this back in April. What the biggest hurdle is that Detroit Public Schools continues to have an awful lot of debt, and that needs to be shored up. The purpose of creating an old and a new school district is, you know, kind of like the way that General Motors handled its financial problems during the Great Recession. What Governor Snyder also wants is a financial review team like we've seen in the city of Detroit to make sure that things get on track, not just now, but in years to come. And I think the biggest stumbling block is that people have sticker shock over the $715 million figure that was announced that would take over 10 years.
Ken, how is this going to play with lawmakers, especially in light of the money the state paid to help move the city of Detroit through its bankruptcy?
Well, the enormous cost will certainly be an issue. Another issue will be, really, is it enough? It focuses on governance, not really on the low academic achievement of Detroit children. And so there's going to be a lot of questions about that. I do think the governor should actually be encouraged, though, that the reaction seemed to indicate that everybody realizes something has to be done, because going into bankruptcy is going to be far worse and more costly to the state and state taxpayers.
Now, Susan, this is happening at a time when there's an FBI investigation into possible fraud at DPS schools and EAA schools. That's the state-run district for Detroit's lowest-performing schools. Any thoughts about the governor's timing here?
Well, I don't think there ever is a good time to ask the legislature for $715 million more dollars for anything in Detroit. Certainly at this time, it was not ideal, but, you know, the governor didn't have any influence over when details of a federal investigation were going to leak. And, you know, there's a limited amount of time to try and get this through the legislature, because nobody is going to want to touch this next year when it's an election year.
Now, Ken, we've got this controversial plan for DPS, but then there's, of course, the lingering question of roads funding, and the governor hasn't been able to get traction on that. How do those two issues play against each other?
Well, some of these issues, they're starting to stack up like cordwood outside the Capitol door here. Roads, Detroit Public Schools, energy policy, and the governor and the legislature, they've got to get some of these things done, I think, in order to demonstrate that they're effective in managing and leading the state. And I'm not talking just about the governor. I think the legislature is faced with that same challenge.
But it seems like we come back to this question again and again about how that needle gets moved, because we've been here for a while. Is the legislature just stuck? And if not, what's going to shake loose some action?
I think, well, the legislature has Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate. The House is up for election next year, 2016, and I think the Republican majority in the House is vulnerable if they don't begin solving some of these problems, and I think they realize that, and I think that's going to help move them.
Susan, your thoughts?
I am less convinced that the Republican legislature really needs to show progress in order to be successful in the House elections. I think that the way the districts are drawn are very favorable to Republicans, and you had a very good Democratic year in 2012, and Democrats still didn't come very close to taking over the chamber. But at the same time, I think Governor Snyder and a number of lawmakers really do want to tackle some of these hard issues. There's a lot of resistance to that because it's taking some very hard votes, especially for some members who would be vulnerable. But I do think that even beyond just electoral concerns, I think a lot of people feel that the biggest issues in Michigan have not yet been addressed during this term, and they really need to be.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.